Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So it's 6:01 now on the first day of July. July 1st,
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen.
How did we get
Let's go.
Welcome to 7:02 Day Eve. Happy Canada Day to all who celebrate.
Oh.
Happy. So, and this is also, Michaela, this is a big day for the National Hockey League. This is when free agency starts. The Golden Knights have already made their splash. The Golden Knights have already done all their craziness. Both Nick Hague and Nick Waugh are gone. Mitch Marner, the number one guy who's out there, this big star guy that was out there, that people were willing to pay bajillions of dollars for, signed a $96 million contract with Golden Knights. Yeah, you heard me. $12 million a year for 8 years. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. And then, did you all hear this Alex Pietrangelo deal?
No.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. He's gone, so, right?
Petro is... So he's played for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years here, and he's a big stud defenseman. He's going to be out indefinitely. He may never play again. They're doing bilateral. I don't even know what this means. I need to Google this. They're doing bilateral reconstructive surgery on his femur, which isn't that your thigh bone?
Isn't the femur your
thigh bone? And so he may never walk again. They're like, there's no guarantee of success on this. And it's literally just so he can try to like be able to live a normal life, much less play hockey.
That's
so you know what, Adrian? Yes, to your point, pretty much gone. But yeah, it was good. Just so all the stuff that was swirling around the Golden Knights yesterday, which the rest of the league and typical Golden Knights are about a step and a half ahead of everybody else. And then, you know, Golden Knights in Florida, about a step and a half ahead of everybody else. And then they're all going to start today. You know, everybody else is going to start today and do all their crazy stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, that's
Knights
awesome.
Knights are pretty much done. They're like, all right, yeah, we're good. We'll just go get another cup now. If you want to just hand it to them now, they'll be happy with it.
Let's call it a day.
7:02 day tomorrow. Ooh. Whiskey Stadium.
I'm excited. I feel like this is going to be so much fun. And I feel like the people are excited. We posted this hilarious social media video yesterday. You were so funny, by the way. And I got a couple of DMs. They were like, okay, what is this thing? Like, I want to go. And I was like, yes, well, meet us 4 to 6.
And you know how it goes. And, you know, and that, I think that's been one of the bigger eye openers for you over the last year and a half, is that you can pound away at something and just say it over and over and over. And then finally, after you said it, oh, I don't know, 1,000 times, then somebody will come to you and go, wait, what?
Plus, this job has taught me patience. I'm like, you guys, I already said it 5,000 times. You're like, I'll do it 2,000 more times.
It's the story of Toy Drive. I can't, every single year, we'll be a week into it. We'll be heading into the final weekend, and I'll get people that'll be calling me. Hey, you want to go hang out? Bro, I'm on a scaffold. Is it time for that? And it's like people that I've known, you know, since I've been in Vegas.
Yeah. And you've been doing it 25 years. They're like, oh, that thing. You're like,
babe. Toy Drive happens every year at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's the Thursday after Thanksgiving to the second Monday after that. I tried to flex 1 year because it just wasn't meeting my schedule. And and we moved it back a week, and it threw everything into such a tailspin. I swore I would never do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about you. It's very funny. When I released the music video, normally I would just like put it out and then I'd be like, okay, that's enough. And then you were in the back of my head like, they don't know. You have to keep saying, you have to keep pushing, you have to keep. So as I annoyed everybody that follows me, I was like, thanks, Chet. Right. Good advice.
Or you thought you did. Or you thought you annoyed everybody. And really, they were just like, wait, what?
Yeah, true.
Because we think everything is so important, right? We always, everybody,
I think
always
everyone's waited on bated breath for me. I'm like, they're waiting for me to post.
What? Oh my God. Okay, this is total sidebar on this then. Is it not the funniest thing when somebody gets back on social media and goes, sorry guys, I haven't posted in a while.
Yeah,
and my first thought is always, didn't notice.
Had no idea.
Had no idea. Would have no idea. Like I was scouring the internet for your content.
I had a friend that used to get so mad when people would be like, guys, I'm going to get off the internet for a couple of days. Yeah. I got to back up. He's like, just go.
Yeah.
And I was
it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite sayings. It's not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. It's okay. You just do your thing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, 7:02 day Eve. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, what did you just say?
Buffalo Bills is the Buffalo Bills. It's closing July 7th permanently.
Ugh. Wow. Well, I never understood, Prim.
I did.
Tell me why.
Listen, if you grew up in Vegas, you were going there for the log ride in the hot summer. You were riding that roller coaster. You would dare each other. If we go, are you going to get on that roller coaster? You'd be like, yes.
So Oh, I get it. So it's like going to a theme park without having to go all the way to Southern California.
Exactly. Yeah. For kids who grew up here, we thought it was so cool. And then it was like kind of far away. So it felt like a vacation. And then the roller coaster was kind of rickety. So you really showed how strong you were if you really went on it. Devastating.
When I first got here, we used to go to, we'd go to the outlet malls down there.
Yes.
It was like, oh, it's cool. Yeah, let's go to Prim. But I still... truly never. I've just in modern times, and God bless them, and this breaks my heart. I don't like to see stuff go away. I don't.
Same.
I'm clingy. I don't like stuff to, but it's 30 miles and there's better stuff.
Well, are they going to like rebuild it? Are we just like knocking it down? Do we do a revision?
I think it's going to be like the outlet mall. Like the buildings are just going to be there because it costs money to knock something down.
Yeah. It's surprising to me, though. So many people drive back and forth from LA. I can't believe they didn't get enough business.
Because you get 30 more minutes. You're at the M.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're at the M. 30 minutes. Bang. 45 minutes. 45 minutes. You're in the heart of the strip. You don't need it. You know what I mean? Sorry you didn't plan well, so you got to get gas one more time, idiot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's expensive over there.
But this is what I'm saying to you.
True.
Sorry. Oh, great. Oh, well, as long as they don't tear down the lottery ticket place.
Oh, my God, no. That's like standing strong.
But even that, so then we get the big, by the way, it's almost up to $200 million I saw the other day. And I started thinking, well, is it time to make the trip? But I've never gone to the one in Prim. I'll drive an extra. Okay. What are you going to do? You're going to go to Prim and stand in the hot sun for 2 hours for your stupid lottery ticket? Or are you just going to drive an extra 30 minutes, walk in, get your ticket, and walk back out? I've never understood why the lines are wrapped around the building at that joint in Prim.
Listen, I don't understand either.
Go a little further.
I don't know why either, but Lisa is one of those people in line. She, to her, it's worth it. She's like, I will go to Prim. I will win the lottery. Well, and then when she goes, I would just go with her and look at the outlet malls and look at the roller coaster that wasn't running.
Yeah, but the outlet mall. Yeah, the outlet mall's been closed for a decade. Lisa and I need to go together next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd go. How far would you go for tickets? See, I gauge that thing. I've gone as far as Barstow because I went to Baker and they had lines too. It was on one of the big ones, like when it was like almost a billion.
Yeah.
And I went, fine, I'll go to Barstow. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. At least we'll go that far. Lisa would go with you. I will not. I'm like, this is a solo trip, girl. Bye.
Yeah.
So now she has to tell you.
Or I go, great, let's go to Kingman. Nice drive.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Simple enough. But Buffalo Bills.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Prim in general. So is there anything left?
The only resort that's open that'll be left is the Prim Valley Resort. It's the only one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Listen, and I don't want to talk about anybody's karma, but I'm just saying, Whiskey Pete's never came to Toy Drive. Buffalo Bills never came to Toy Drive. This last year, Prim Valley Casino came to Toy Drive.
Yeah, they sure did.
Last one standing. I don't want to say, you know.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Got good feeling stories of the day or next?
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The best feeling story of the day is at 7:02. We're finally almost here.
Let's go. I'm so excited.
I really am too.
Yeah.
Oh, we did do. When we first started, we did a live broadcast together. It's different getting out of the studio because we did it at the Super Bowl.
That's right. But I feel like that wasn't, we just were like brand new. Like now we're like lived in with each other. Like it's just fun. We know our vibe. Like,
Have we done Disney with you?
No.
Oh, no, I would remember that because you would you not amp out? Would you just completely lose your mind?
Yeah, I'd totally be a psycho. It's probably why they haven't invited us. They're like, she's going to act crazy. Don't invite her. Do not give her any cotton candy. She needs nothing.
So I love them. I'll tell you what, the Disney broadcast, I'm on the fence of that. I think it's cool to do stuff that's kind of out of the norm. But you also have to be really careful of going, hey, look at us. We're at Disneyland and you're not.
You have to, you like create FOMO with your listeners.
That sucks.
Like, actually, I hate you.
Oh, we're having so much fun. Sorry, your life sucks. You're going to work. We're at Disneyland. It's the happiest place on earth. Yeah, it's not great.
That's hilarious.
But so tomorrow, a big live broadcast. We'll do this show like usual in the studio. Then we will move to Whiskey Stadium for a big live broadcast in the afternoon. We're just taking over the radio station. Told Brew, you're good, bro. We got you.
Take the day off.
Yeah. Which I think he was going to anyway, but
I know we didn't. Yeah, it's fine.
So it all works out. Important. Honestly, it works out for everybody. He gets what he wants. We get what we want. It's like, yeah. So that's the art of negotiation.
Yeah. And when we asked him, he actually told us, but it doesn't matter.
And we are going to do, 702 day specials at Whiskey Stadium. If you're pre-gaming for New Kids, you're if you're not hanging with us, you're doing it wrong. Again, because we have tequila specials. So, and apparently from what I was told, the Casamigos Blanca Margarita is spectacular.
Yeah.
And gets the job done, if you know what I'm saying. So all of that for 702 tomorrow. 12-inch pizzas, cheese and pepperoni, 702. The regular happy hour stuff. So yeah, fun. First ever 702 day parade. One step, one note.
Beautiful.
If you don't have a musical instrument, oh my God, this is so funny. So our friend Brit Chikvik goes, I'm sending my guy to you for the parade. I'm not sure if this guy thinks he's going to do a guitar solo. You know, I don't know what she's told him, but it was like, I'm sending my guy to you. And then it was like a link. And I looked this guy up and he's, like rock god. And I'm not sure what the expectations are.
Love it.
I don't know. I don't know if his writer's going to be showing up later on today. If we're going to have a dressing room for him. I don't know.
Tifa.
I'm trying to figure out what it is, but I was like, oh, okay. Does he know it's only one note?
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. So that's the best, good feeling story that we could give you.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
A little girl on a Disney cruise ship fell overboard on Sunday. The story that comes next, The story that comes next is, oh my God, straight out of a movie. It's good feeling. Never forget it. It's a good feeling story.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw in a second one. Do you know who Warren Buffett is?
Yeah.
Michaela? Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett just did something really cool to where I'm like, okay, your move, Jeff Bezos.
Nice.
You
know,
your move, move, Elon Musk. Your move, Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. We'll get to all of it next.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, we were thinking about some good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Just a couple, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Little girl on a Disney cruise fell overboard on Sunday. Mm-mm. Nobody's actually quite sure what happened, but somehow she ends up in the water.
Terrifying.
Dad's not having it. Jumps in, like immediately jumps in after her.
Yeah.
They were returning to Fort Lauderdale from the Bahamas. So it's not like this is happening. Sure. You know, they're out in the middle. They're out. They ain't nothing around. He apparently had to tread water for 20 minutes while holding on to her before they were able to get a lifeboat to them, which, my God, I tread water for 20 minutes.
No, that's insane. In the middle of the ocean, just chilling.
Holding on to your little girl.
Yeah.
With the waves. Now, listen, I get it. You know what I mean? You can do superhuman things.
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to think of if I was trying to tread water in the pool, even while I was still maybe able to get my big toe touching the bottom. You know what I mean? Like, I'd still struggle.
Yeah, dude. Well, and also, like, I feel like I'd freak out a little bit, not knowing, like, what's underneath us. Like, we're in the middle of the ocean. Is there, like, sharks?
Guess what? Nothing. Nothing's underneath you. That's the thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, what could be
just like the mental game of it all too.
Would that? But that might help.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, that might help. But again, apparently she fell from the fourth deck too. Jeez.
How old is she? Just a little.
And survived it. Doesn't say little.
Yeah.
That's
She's little.
They also showed a video like, basically explaining how it looks like if a human were to jump off the ship, and how it just looks like a dot as the boat moves away.
Yeah,
insane.
Yeah,
tiny baby girl.
Apparently people saw it. That's how they were able to. But you got to get that thing stopped. You know, it's not as easy. Why would it take? I know that there's people going, why would it take 20 minutes? I don't know why. Okay, you got to stop the boat. You got to go, you know, uncover the thing. And however, sure, everybody does drills and whatnot, but how often do you actually have to lower one of them things in the water? Okay. And who's going? Who's going and where are they?
Sure.
The whole thing. Yeesh. Warren Buffett, good for you, dude. Just gave away another big chunk of his fortune. $6 billion with a B. $6 billion.
That's crazy.
Of Berkshire. Hathaway, $6 billion of Berkshire Hathaway stock. You may or may not know this. Warren Buffett has said he's already pledged to get 99% of his money.
That's incredible.
99% of his money, which is a lot. It's the largest donation he's made since he started giving it away almost 20 years ago.
Dang. Come on. Good for you, Warren Buffett.
Good feeling stories today, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Michael E. Minden, also very generous. Not Warren Buffett generous, but I mean, percentage-wise, perhaps.
Yeah.
Who can keep up with Warren Buffett? Yeah, not me.
Goes out to all the babies. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Whiskey Stadium tomorrow, 7:02 Day. Yeah, man. Let's do this. 7:03 on Tuesday, the first day of July. Happy Canada Day to all who celebrate. Also, my God, the Golden Knights again. Again, they did it again. Seriously, I don't believe. Folks, I know people are passionate about the Knights, but I hope you fully understand and appreciate what you have in general manager, what we have in general manager, Kelly McCrimmon and George McPhee, because they get stuff done.
Yeah.
Nick Waugh to Toronto, Nick Hague to Nashville, The created room for Mitch Marner to come to Vegas. Mitch Marner, Michaela, Mitch Marner, what sport are you really into?
Soccer. What? I played.
Checkmate.
No.
What? I played my whole life.
No, I was going to try. No, I was going to try and make a comparable that you would relate to, but
Tim Howard.
Okay, do it like singing. Do it Tim like Howard was like
Tim Howard was a goalie in the 90s, which is great. Which is fantastic record reference.
Okay, can you do it with like so singers?
Yeah, and he's not a messy level. Just understand. Mitch Marner was the guy that everybody wanted heading into this offseason. Everybody, if we could just get Mitch Marner. And the Golden Knights just went out and did it. They just flat went out and did it.
Amazing.
And it's insane. I mean, it's like he was the guy. And they paid $100 million to do it. But whatever.
Yeah, but they get it done. You're right.
It's, truly shocking. That's awesome. And what's great too, NHL free agency starts today, and this would usually be that kind of frenzy. And yesterday was the frenzy because all the teams locked up their guys. Yes. So there's still dudes out there, but nobody the Knights need. I mean, backup goalie.
What a flex too.
Backup goalie, maybe. Get a guy. I don't know. I don't know who was playing in Henderson this year. and that's my bad. I should spend more time with the Silver Knights. I feel bad about it, but that should be a field trip. We have all these ideas for us to go out with our people and do things. Silver Knights game would be fun too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. Way to go. Flex on them, baby. Yeah,
Golden Knights. And then the Alex Pietrangelo story, which is crazy. He's got to have reconstructive surgery. Pietrangelo, number 7 for the Knights. He's got to have bilateral. I'm looking it up just so I can get a better feel for it. Bilateral femur reconstruction. That's funny. I put in BIL and so many people are searching bilateral femur reconstruction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cause it sounds intense.
Surgical procedure of rebuilding both femurs, thigh bones. Oh, okay. So what? Bilateral femur reconstruction refers to the surgical procedure of rebuilding both of them.
Dang.
He's taken such a beating playing hockey. So they're going to.
What?
They're going to break both.
Oh, my God. No.
I know. And then put them back together. And literally, he's just hoping to walk again. He's just hoping to be able to,
Man, that's going
to
be so tough for an athlete. I feel like you're like, all right, here we go. He's
hoping to play with his kids.
Yeah.
That's wild. Much less skate.
Yeah.
So that's, that's a big loss.
Absolutely. That's his whole life he's been skating. It's crazy. It's
wild. The whole thing's just wild. I also put this on the list of things that have me shocked too. Bridget Magnus of West Henderson is going for win number 5 today on Michaela's hometown throwdown.
I feel the same.
Adrian, is that accurate?
That's accurate, sir.
How did we get here? Mm-hmm. How did this happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kicked butt yesterday too.
Maybe the quietest, just jump in, start stacking up wins. And next thing you know, here we are.
She's a humble queen, though, too. She wasn't like a big bragger or anything. She's just like, thank you, another win. So we were like, yes.
It doesn't surprise me too much because like literally every time we do relationship rehab or we do something where people have to call in and give their opinion. If I see Bridget's name on the screen, I know there's going to be something good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know she's going to be solid and smart.
Yeah. Wow. And she always is. And she's a winner.
All right. Don't call yet. We'll do it in a minute. Bridget Magnus goes for win number 5 today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, coming up in just moments on the Chet Buchanan Show. So you got your 4-time champ, Bridget Magnus from West Henderson. How you feeling, champ?
I'm feeling good. I want those Superman tickets.
Yeah.
I figured you might. I knew because we also have Kevin Hart acting my age, but I knew that you didn't want to go to Laughlin.
Yeah, and my husband is chomping at the bit to see that movie. So, you know, bringing home the bacon metaphorically here.
So it all works out. And somehow we got all the way around to John Cena being naked, but I don't think he's naked in this movie. I don't think he's in this movie at all, to be honest with you.
Well, we don't know. End credit scene.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, there could be a cameo that we're not aware of. Anything's possible, Michaela.
Yeah, no, true. What am I thinking? Duh.
The only thing standing between Bridget Magnus of West Henderson becoming our, my numbers are correct, the 22nd five-time champion of all time. The only thing standing between her and that and the four reserved seats to our advanced screening of Superman is who?
Steve Wanta, representing Midtown.
Oh, we've talked to Steve before. Ooh, Bridget, this is going to be a tough test. Uh-huh. Steve, how you doing?
Doing good.
Focused.
Steve's focused.
We know the tone.
All right. And by the way, your definition of Midtown is what?
Flamingo Indicator.
What indicator?
Right. Flamingo Indicator.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. And I think there's different Midtowns. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like if you go around it, it's because it's all Midtown. But if you say Pecos and Eastern, you know what I mean? That's Midtown too. You can't argue with that. It's completely on the other side from Flamingo and Decatur, but also Midtown. How do you lie? You don't.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you are a little soft spoken, we've noticed. So make sure that you speak up and buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer, but do not answer until we have called upon you, because you may have think that you've gotten in first, but you have not. And your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. It's Michaela Gordon.
This A-list actress, best known from the show Friends, wants to film another horrible bosses movie prequel.
Bridget, take the early lead.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, of course it was Jennifer. Yeah. It had to be Jennifer Aniston. Who else would it be? Champ goes up one zip.
F1 made $144 million worldwide, which is the best career opening for what A-list actor?
Steve, to tie it up.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's got to be Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. Little Jennifer Aniston, little Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
We are tied at one.
This rapper is getting dragged by fans as it appears he photoshopped abs in a new released photo, which would only add fuel to the fire when it comes to a Kendrick Lamar diss track. What's this rapper's name?
I think Steve got in first to take the lead.
Drake.
Yeah, it's Drake. Bang!
Boom, baby.
Challenger 2. Champion 1.
Nelly is refusing to change his new baby's diapers that he shares with this pop singer who is best known for hits like What's Love with Fat Joe. What's her name?
2-1. Put me on the board. That's Ashanti, isn't it?
That's right, baby. Yes.
2 for Steve, 1 for Bridget. Steve is 1 away from being our new champion. And I got 1, but that's, you know, who cares?
This singer has raised over $1 million for mental health initiatives and LGBTQ causes, saying, please, please, please help donate to the cause.
Bridget to tie.
Sabrina Carpenter.
And we are tied at 2.
This UK singer who was diagnosed with breast cancer says she successfully came out of surgery and is reminding all women to make sure they get checked out. Known for hits like Domino and Big White Room, what's this singer's name? Okay. No, the faces are saying it all. It was a tough one.
2-1. I feel like I should know the dog.
You would know it.
Who is it?
You love her. Jessie J.
Oh, Domino. And big and what? And
big white what? Room.
I think if you ask me, Jesse J, I think the extent, and I love Jesse J, I do. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But she was on Bang Bang. I couldn't name another one. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny. All right.
Okay, good. I'll take the L for that, everybody. Thank you.
Stu, no, you know, it's good. No, you got to challenge us.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I'm sorry. I'm glad.
Bridget 2, Steve 2, me with
just
one.
Kidding. Just not kidding. Great.
I'm not apologizing for it. I'm just trying to soften the blow. Yeah. I'm just trying to make it look like I'm not a bad person. You know, I'm just, I get it.
This singer was officially not asked to sing at Jeff Bezos' wedding, even though she would have killed Die with a Smile and Paparazzi. What's this singer's name?
Adrian, I thought I heard Steve. Yeah. I thought I heard Steve Lady slide Gaga. In. Lady Hold Gaga. On, buddy. Whoa, hang on, whoa, whoa, hang on, whoa, whoa. Hang on, Steve.
I'm looking at the tape. Hold on 1 second. I think it was Steve.
Yeah, let's go back and confirm in the break, but I believe.
Oh my god.
Okay, for a brand new champion for the win. Steve, your answer once again is
Lady Gaga.
Game over, and we've got a brand new champion.
Yay!
Wow.
What?
That's
she was so close.
I definitely do want to go back. Are you checking now?
No, we got to wait a moment, but we're looking at tape.
No fair.
Under review.
Under review. Bridget has called timeout for the purpose of challenging the previous play. Bridge, I don't know though. I'm 99% sure he got you. But a hell of a run for Bridget Magnus. Woo! Wes Anderson. Wait a minute.
Hell of a run.
Hell of a run.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
you're
close,
look, you're top five for us. Maybe top three. Honestly, you're so great. And every time you call, I know something good is gonna happen. So thank you for everything.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Steve Wanta, Midtown, brand new champ.
Yeah.
4 reserved seats for our advanced screening of Superman coming up on Monday at an undisclosed location, courtesy of Allied Global Marketing. And we will see you at, tomorrow. We're going to do this one more time tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow. You want to play for Adam Sandler tickets tomorrow?
Sure.
Or are you willing to make the hike to Laughlin and go see Kevin Hart?
When's that?
October. We don't have to decide. Yeah, we don't have to decide.
You got a day to decide about it.
Are you kidding? October in Laughlin is lovely. We'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your title on Michaela's On Top Throwdown. Beth got one!
Yay!
Beth got one!
Way to go, Beth.
Who was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Thomas Jefferson. Right. Today's American flag has how many stars on it?
52. What? Oh, you took your headphones off?
Why'd you take your headphones off? Why'd you? Oh, because she said 52? Why are you leaving? Adrian's leaving.
Walked out the studio.
Beth, how many is it? How many stars are on a flag?
I don't know. I thought it was 20-something. But maybe it's 50-something.
Well, there's 50 states, and there's a star for each flag, so there's 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Not 52.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least I'm trying over here, okay?
You are trying. At least you are trying. You know what? You know what? At least she's trying. Nicely done.
How cool it is if no one says anything. I did it for the American people.
Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Georgie. Yeah, as his friends called him. Yeah. Georgie, with his wooden teeth.
I was going to say wooden heels.
Hey. Beth, have fun going. Have fun at Kevin Hart. We'll probably see you there. Friday, October 10th at Rio Vista Outdoor Amphitheater, Harrah's Laughlin Beach Resort and Casino. And thanks for putting up with us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Last question. Will we see you at 702 day?
Oh, I hope so.
Adrian will give you the details. Stand by 1 moment. Well, it helps if I turn these on. Sorry, it helps if I turn those on. I clicked on it. I swear to you, I hit it.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, no, we weren't on until just now.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that was a good rehearsal for life. So
it was a great break.
Yep. It was probably one of our best, actually.
Sorry. yeah. So here's the long and the short of it. 702 day tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium, right across from Legion. We really want to see you there. That's really the whole deal.
Yep.
Here's what's funny. Adrian's recording the whole time. So we could just play this back.
Yeah.
Forever people who missed everything that didn't go on the air.
Love it. Love
it's that. An incentive to go check out the podcast. There it is.
To hear it the first time. Hear the whole thing the first time. Brilliant. Best break of the day.
Yeah. Of the year.
We're playing the kazoo. That's it. We're awfully relaxed. Yeah. We were just talking off the air that we're somewhat in vacation mode. We really are. Really, the only reason that we're here is to make sure that you guys hang on a second. The only reason that we're here is to make sure that you guys show up 702 day. That's really that because we really want to see you. What were you saying now?
Well, I was also thinking, should I just repeat everything I just said, or should I just let it be what it is? And then I thought, yeah, we'll just not say anything that we said a few minutes ago. No biggie.
I don't know what you're saying now.
Well, the mics weren't on, so they missed every point that we were making. So then I was like, do I go ahead and do a rerun
of what we said
with the mics on? All right, we'll play that kazoo again. It was Seven Nation Army, and it sounded really nice.
I don't think I'm over that now. That moment's passed for me.
Yeah. Okay, I hear that.
Moment, it's just passed for me.
All right.
I don't know.
Right.
Oh, because you know why? Because I said thank you to Ankurika Azuka and everybody at Fox 5 for having us on yesterday to talk about 702 Day.
The best.
And I played the kazoo on TV. And then that's when Seven Nation Army came up.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh. Way to go, Golden Knights. Seriously, big time. Mitch Marner was the one guy that everybody in the league wanted. The Golden Knights got him. Again, just like before with Jack Eichel. Everybody's like, well, we don't know. Maybe. And then Jack Eichel is one of the best players in the league.
The best.
And then now to get Mitch Marner to go with Jack Eichel. Oh my God. Yeah, we had it. Okay, so Nick Hague goes to Nashville. Nick Waugh goes to Toronto because they got to free up cap space. They got to free up the money to be able to pay Mitch Marner $12 million a year for 8 years, $96 million total.
Dang.
It's huge. It's huge.
That's crazy.
And part of the clearing out process that people didn't expect. So, okay. Michaela, part of the Golden Knights thing too, is that they've last couple of years, Mark Stone has been mysteriously injured. Now, I'm not saying that he wasn't, but I'm also not saying that he was. I mean, maybe not to the point. And so he sat out for a lot of the year on what they call long-term injured reserve, LTIR. So that meant they didn't have to count his salary against the salary cap. And then Mark Stone would have a miraculous recovery in the playoffs. And then everything was pretty great. So then they were talking about Alex Pietrangelo and about how he might not play this year. Yeah. And so everybody went, they're up to their old tricks. Here we go. Sure. Then stories started coming out that Pietrangelo might not ever play hockey again. He might not ever walk again. Then it comes out late yesterday afternoon. He's got to have both his thigh bones broken and put back together. Ugh. Holy.
That's unbelievable. And so difficult, I'm sure, for him. Like, you played your whole life. It's your dream. And then now you can't even walk, let alone skate. That's wild.
Yeah, he just wants to be able to play with his kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's got a long road. So much love to Petro and everything moving forward. But the Golden Knights have crushed the offseason, have absolutely destroyed the offseason. Awesome. July 1st is the beginning of free agency in the NHL. Knights don't care. Maybe a backup goalie, because I think Samsonov left. You know what I mean? But like, all right. Or Samsonov or Samsonite or whatever, however you want to pack your luggage and get out. You know what I'm saying? I think because I'm pretty sure he's gone.
Yeah.
Relationship rehab. Yeah, relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. We've been sitting on this for a couple of days. Grandma may have gone too far this time. Or has she? Or did she do just the right thing? We'll discuss next.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab at 702-364-9898. What do I have for you here? Don't I have something? Oh, Adam Sandler tickets. We have Adam Sandler. Two tickets to Adam Sandler. You're My Best Friend tour. Saturday, November 1st. 4 months from today.
Which will be here before you know it. Oh,
isn't that the truth? Yep.
Thanks.
Jinx, owe me a Coke. At Fontainebleau, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. So details are sketch. I'm going to put this together as best I can, but this is a, this for me, this is a, what side are you on? The mother-in-law was babysitting the grandbaby. Okay. Mother-in-law has been skeptical since day one about who the father of the baby is. So she did not believe, she did not believe that her son, this is so sketch. She did not believe that her son was the father of the baby, right?
Yeah.
So she weasels her way in to babysit the child. And whilst the child was in her care, she took the baby for a DNA test.
No.
And it turns out she was right. Her son is not the father of the child. So she, you know, confronts her daughter-in-law at the door. And away we go.
Oh, my God.
Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you that she was right? And how far does your grand, there are some grandparents, man, that think that they've got rights, you know, you've overstepped, but I don't know. 702-364-9890. We'll start with caller number 25. Caller number 25, you're going to Adam Sandler on Saturday, November 1st at Fontainebleau. Courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation.
I'm blown away.
Both Adrian and Michaela are shaking their heads, but each in entirely different fashions. One is bemused. One is amazed. One is entertained. The other's pissed. We'll do relationship rehab in a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Where are we starting with this, Adrian?
We'll start with Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. So, mother-in-law is babysitting the grandbaby. She's always suspected that her son was not the father. So while she's got the kid in a couple of hours unsupervised, she went and got the baby DNA tested. And it turns out that her son was not the father. So she ends up confronting daughter-in-law. It's chaos. It's just chaos. Grandma went too far, right?
Absolutely went way too far. I feel like we're not even considering the son. Like, did the son have this concern, or was it just his mother? And then also, like, does it matter to him, you know? But she didn't. She just went ahead and did it.
That's a really great question. Is the son concerned or just his mother? Mm-hmm. My guess is he's not, if he's having mom babysit. Yeah. You know what I mean? If he's like, so he's like all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably didn't want to know.
Yeah, right. You know,
sometimes it's just better not to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't change anything.
What do you mean? Adrian hates this. It could change if I'm not the father. And if I don't suspect anything, and if I don't suspect anything, that makes it even worse.
Sabrina,
because I'm in the clouds, like, oh, we're lovey-dovey, and in fact, no, we're not.
Really. No, Sabrina, I can tell that Adrian's very passionate right now. So we may. I'm just so you know, if we don't come back to you, just congratulations on your Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
All of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so Adrian, first of all, did Grandma go too far?
No.
Grandma did not go too far.
Only because of the result. I'm sorry.
Holy. So, okay.
Grandma, you'll do anything for your kid. And look, it's crazy. I'll admit, but ultimately she got the result. It's like it's like a crime show when you like go try to find information. You're not supposed to be in the crime area, but you go there and you get what you need.
But it wasn't her information to find.
Yes, yeah. Because it's her
a grown
kid.
Man. It's a relationship with his wife. You don't know what agreement they've had. Maybe he already did know, and they didn't want anybody to know. Now everybody knows.
Or maybe it was infidelity. Okay, wasn't planned.
Right. But what? Okay. What if it turned out that he was the father? You know what I mean? What if it turned out that grandma was wrong? Because you said, well, they got the information. But what if it turns out? What if the result turns out differently? Are you still in favor of grandma taking matters into her own hands and having blood? Didn't they have to draw blood probably on the kid?
I'm not sure. Well, if that's the case, then you better hope nobody ever finds out.
Yeah. And I mean, and I like a lot of things. I don't know if there's a right or a wrong. I mean, other than.
And I'm going against my principles because I'm playing the result. Because of the result, if this is the case, it should be important for him to know that, hey, he's not the father.
He's a grown man. If he had any concerns, he could figure that out himself. He doesn't need mommy to go get a DNA test with his baby. He's a big boy. If he was concerned, him and his wife could have handled it. It's so out of line, so disrespectful. And it's not her business. It really isn't. This isn't like her little kid. He chose to marry this woman. If she cheated on him or did anything, that's his business with his wife and their kid.
I don't think you're taking into account that people like cannot expect that happened. And he could be naive to the situation. He could be naive to the situation and not even have a thought that this isn't my kid. It's not that obvious. Not in all cases.
But again, well, I got to kind of side with Michaela on this one only because that's right. He can make his own choices. And grandma kind of took matters into her own hands. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. Sabrina, Krista, Nicole, everybody else is on the too far side. What can we grab Jade really quick and just see? Jade, why do you think it was okay that grandma did what she did?
Sadly, in this situation, because of the results, and at the same time, if she had this reasoning to go look and dad, for some reason, is a little oblivious to it, you know, maybe there's a newborn baby, so you're in that bliss. The thing is that you know, the saying, you ask for permission or you ask for forgiveness afterwards. This is one of those ask for forgiveness afterwards.
Yeah, right. I'd rather ask forgiveness than ask permission.
You know, the truth sometimes is difficult to hear, but it is still the truth. And everybody needs to know what it is. And if people want to live in their little world of bliss and ignorance, that's fine. But the truth still exists and it should be known.
I don't like the outside influence. Michaela, I'm on your side on that one just a little bit.
Yeah, I feel so heated up about this, and I don't usually, but I feel like it's so disrespectful. And once you know something, like for me, when I know something, I will never unknow it. It doesn't matter. I can't like unthink it. Sometimes there's information that would just be better not known. And again, we're not talking about like a 16-year-old kid. We're talking about a man who chose to have a baby, chose to get married, chose to live his life. He doesn't need his mommy taking his kid to get a DNA test. And honestly, she's lucky it went her way. Because if it went the other way, that would have been a huge, she would have never seen that grandkid again.
We're running late and I don't want to cross you right now. I'm kind of a little bit scared. So I'm going to hit this button.
Normal people. The Jeff Buchanan and Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I can't believe we're almost to 7:02 day. I can't believe it's almost here. It feels like we've been working on this for a while. Super excited. I'm scared a little bit.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't want nobody to show up.
Oh, you guys, please come. My little Chetty.
That sounds desperate. Are we desperate?
No, we're not desperate, but we want to see them. I think it's sweet. I think they are going to come. It's going to be really fun.
I really want to see everybody. I think it's fun. I think it's going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty great. I think there might be TV cameras. They're very interested in this parade, which was kind of the idea. I like making a spectacle.
Yeah, and it's hilarious. So,
yeah, and I spent $200 of my own money on. I could have bought shoes. This one works better than that one. I have two of them. Yeah, this one's got
one. Wow.
Yeah, that works.
That's Big Daddy right there.
Yeah,
that one's got more vibration.
Well, hang on to that one.
Yeah, that one's mine. tomorrow from 4 to 6, Mayor Berkeley will be there to kick off the festivities. We're going to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're going to play an exhibition round of Hometown Throwdown for Whiskey Stadium gift certificates. Just looking over my notes here. Wish I could read my own writing. We're going to do relationship. You know what? Let's the one that we just did, relationship rehab. Let's do that again live tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Different audience, different people. And yeah. I think it'll be really, it'll be fun to just see what people think.
Definitely.
But the prizes are big. And then I'm kind of trying to figure out how all this works. I think we're going to do, we'll do Michaela's Hometown Throwdown early. Then we'll do relationship rehab in the middle, kind of like what we always do. Then at the end, a special game. I don't think I'm giving anything away. We're going to call it the 702 Showdown. There's a certain... Well, I'll just tell you. You know what? I know. We'll tell you how it works. There's five $100 Terrible's gas cards. We're going to play a Don't Blow It edition of the 702 Showdown. Five people selected. Each one of you gets a question relating to Southern Nevada on 702 day. Duh. If all five of you get your question correctly, if all five of you get them right, all five of you get $100 gas cards.
So good.
If one of you blows it,
Ugh. Everybody
sits down, we get five more people.
They're going to get so mad at each other. Can you imagine? It's going to be fun.
I love this.
It'll be great.
A Don't Blow It edition of what we're calling a 702 Showdown.
It's great.
So, that'll be tomorrow, 702 day. Great food and drink specials. 12-inch pizzas for 702. Cheese and pepperoni. Casamigos Blanca for 702. From what I understand, the Casamigos Blanca margaritas are amazing.
I'll let you know.
Regular.
I'll be the judge of that.
There might be something that we should know. We should have firsthand knowledge of.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said it last week. I'm not advertising it though for reasons, but yeah, you PM, I'll have it on my hand.
Yeah. You don't want to lead the people astray. Just saying. Yeah, we'll do that. The mayor's coming. We're going to have the parade. There could very well be TV cameras. It should be a good time. So just, you know, and if there are TV cameras, check with your parole officer, make sure it's okay. It's no Whiskey Stadium's nowhere near a school. So you're fine.
Yeah. You're in good hands.
It'll be good. And it'll be big fun tomorrow with the Chet Buchanan.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
All right, then 9 o'clock on Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. By the way, if you're, I don't know if he's actually registered anywhere yet. But Adrian's birthday's in a week. Just, woohoo! You know, just so you can move money around.
That's sure right.
You, get, you, know, you need to get things, if you need to get delivery going, don't forget, Friday's a holiday. So, that's you right. know, the
birthday registry, I didn't know it was a thing.
Mm-hmm, it is.
I think we should start it.
Chet started it.
What do you want for your birthday? What do you want?
I have no idea.
What's your thing? What do I do? Like, what's your thing?
What are my hobbies?
Yeah, what can I get for you? What do you want?
He likes vanilla wafers and wrestling.
Okay, don't tell people my snacks that I have at work.
Hold on now.
A WWE belt it. Would look nice Wait, for our show.
Here's how it's going to work. We're going to put a box of vanilla wafers right in the middle of the floor. Best two out of three falls gets the box.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know. And yeah, I know you
honestly,
didn't.
Honestly, I don't know.
I know you didn't mean wrestling with me, but, you know, why not? Hey, sounds like fun. Sounds like a good. Sounds like
I'm always
time.
Down to give out a power bomb. Always.
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you.
A little birthday power bomb. Hell yeah. Yeah. Everybody should get a power bomb on their birthday.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 702 day. Happy 702 day eve to everyone. Happy Canada Day to those who celebrate. Happy Golden Knights just killed it in the offseason day. Mitch Marner coming to Vegas. He was the guy. He was the guy that literally everybody who could afford him or thought they could afford him, that they wanted him. Everybody's fan base was like, oh, I hope we could have enough money to have Mitch Marner. And the Golden Knights just went, okay, here's what we're going to do. Nick Waugh, you're going to Toronto. Nick Hague, you're going to Nashville. Alex Petrangelo, this whole thing with your thigh bones, we're just going to break both of them, and then you can figure that out at the end. You know what I mean? And then they just cleared out all the space. Mitch Marner comes to Vegas. He and Jack Eichel together? Yikes. With and Mark Stone on a power play? Shut up. I don't think there's... oof.
Yeah. That's
it's insane. It's really, really
good. It
was
good. Just such a badass move. Like, yeah, we got him.
It's what this franchise does. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch. It's exciting. It's almost like scary, reckless. Like, oh my God, what are you doing?
And then, yeah.
And it works out fine. It just works. It works out great. So Golden Knights fans should be really happy today. Yeah. So that's it. 702 day tomorrow. Whiskey Stadium, 4 to 6. Anything else?
Okay. You excited about Jurassic Park coming out tomorrow? You excited for a new Jurassic Park movie? No interest?
Not one bit. Can I tell you the truth? Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
So when my wife and I went to Hawaii to visit our friend in February, we went to Kauai and we took a helicopter tour, and they fly you right into the original Jurassic Park. It's the only helicopter. The helicopter company made friends with the guy who had the waterfalls on his property. And then that's how they got to do that's how they got to film there. You're not, mm-hmm. You're not even supposed to be able to go there. And these are the only ones that can take you there. And so we got to see it. And I went, geez, I should probably see one of those movies one day.
Oh, you've never seen it.
Oh, dang.
I saw the original one back in the day, but. And the one with Chris Pratt. I saw the Chris Pratt one, but I think I fell asleep in the middle. You know, like we Ooh. Watched it at home.
Dang.
So I need, this the moral of the story is I need to go back around.
I'll do it with you. I feel like the only recollection I have of Jurassic Park, I went on a really bad date to Universal Studios and we were like looking at all the Jurassic Park stuff. And I was like, I hate this date. I hate this person. I have to leave.
Did you go on the ride?
Yeah, I did. And I hated all of it. It was just a horrible date.
Why was the date bad?
God, because she was very nice. It was just not.
No chemistry. Nice.
There was no chemistry, and I felt like she was kind of rude to the people that work there, so I already knew that I hated everything, and normally I'd be like, I'm leaving, but she'd bought the ticket, so I wanted to be honestly, I hated it. That's it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a dangerous...
Jurassic Park.
That's a very dangerous first date, because like if you guys are awkward and there's no connection, you're now stuck in this line for this ride for an hour, and there's nothing to do but talk. Like, that's
But I feel like I can get along with anybody, even if I don't sexually like them. Like, we can talk. But when she was rude, I was like, my walls are up. The vulnerability is cut off.
You're right, though. It seems easy enough. Oh, right? This is this will be nice. We'll go to Universal Studios. We'll do the thing. Yeah. You're right. But it's a big Hail Mary.
Yes. And we lost that game.
Wow. All right. So we got to listen. There's a lot to look forward to. There's a lot going on. I'm just going to say it. The priority is 702 day. Yes, you are. We are demanding that you are there from 4 to 6 tomorrow. Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant. The mayor kicks off the festivities at 4. The world's shortest and onlyest 702 day parade. One step, one note. Back inside you are. Big fun with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I got to be honest, for a slow news week, these are really good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden, Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Were you singing along with the good feelings?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a good mood. I'm ready for 702.
Oh, no. You're so relaxed and checked out's not the right word, but like you're just vibing. You know what I mean? Which is
I'm feeling happy. I have no stress. Life is good this week. I'm ready.
All right, that's it. That's your good feeling stories. Bye. For the day. I mean, honestly, what's better than that? I mean, great. I could tell you about that. I could tell you about the girl who fell off the freaking fourth deck of a Disney cruise ship out in the middle of the ocean between the Bahamas and Fort Lauderdale. How her dad, jumped off the fourth deck into the water and treaded water for 20 minutes.
That's insane.
Until they got him back on. It's wild. It's just crazy. Just the idea. Honestly, the idea, I'm trying to think. I mean, you could do a lot of things when you're afraid, you know, that you're going to die or that somebody you love is going to die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just the tread in water. The tread in water in open ocean for 20 minutes.
And holding her.
Yeah, and holding her. Even, I was thinking about this. So even if she's just like grabbing around your neck, I just can't imagine.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. That dad's a hero.
And then there's, of course, the way people are. 20 minutes. Why are you taking 20 minutes? Because you gotta stop the boat.
Yeah.
We got to get this, you know, you got to get the lifeboat. You got to lower it down. You got to people in the lifeboat. You got to get to them. 20 minutes goes by quick for the people on the boat. Mm-hmm. It goes by. It felt like 20 hours probably to the guy in the water.
I'm sure.
Sheesh. And this is pretty cool, too. Warren Buffett, old rich dude, just gave away another big chunk of his fortune. He'd always said he was going to give away 99% of his money. This time, $6 billion with a B. $6 billion worth of Berkshire Hathaway stock. Most of it went to the Gates Foundation and 4 other charities. So is that really just rich guys just passing money back and forth between themselves?
Yeah, sounds like it.
If Warren Buffett's giving if he's giving the Berkshire Hathaway money to the Gates Foundation, isn't that just like... Okay, pal. Yeah,
that's the circle I want to be in.
And you give it back to me next year.
Billions.
I heard that Gates charity is active though, but I mean, what does that really mean?
No, they totally are. It's the largest donation that Warren Buffett has made since he started giving almost 20 years ago. And I should hope so. $6 billion. If it was it was the third largest. You know?
That's wild. Whoa. Can I tell you, I read this thing that Jeff Bezos' ex-wife got like 2% or something of Amazon, and she's already given away like $19 billion. And I was like, that amount of money is insane to me. Like, she only got 2% of Amazon. She's given $19 billion. Like, I don't even understand the B word, the billion word.
I think it was more, honestly, I think she got a lot more because he did her dirty.
Yeah. But to give away $19 billion, like, that's just unbelievable amounts of money.
Yeah.
And incredible of her. Just, whoa.
And not for nothing. She had a lot more to do with Amazon's success early on than she often gets credit for. Yeah. So Seattle folks know, we all know, we were all there. we saw it all. Not happen. Good. That's great.
Speak up for
a good feeling story of the day. Stories brought to you by Michael Linden Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
In the morning,
the Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This is just a goofy story, Michaela, that I've been sitting on for a few days, and I really want to share it with you, because how crazy would it be if our addiction to gambling was what ended up saving the planet?
Okay.
If in fact the planet is in danger. A new study at the University of British Columbia found that a very simple trick may be what will get people to actually recycle more, because there are a bunch of states that will pay you to turn in bottles and cans.
Oh, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get the deposit, whatever, anywhere from 2 cents to 15 cents, depending on the type of container. But even 15 cents isn't a ton. And it's not, they find that it doesn't make that much difference.
Yeah.
Because it's almost the juice isn't worth the squeeze, right?
Totally.
So they started looking at what might happen if instead of, you know, getting your deposit back, getting your 15 cents back or whatever, that if they gave you a 1 in 10,000 chance of winning $1,000,
mm-hmm.
And people went for it. So the same amount of money per bottle, but only one person gets the money.
Okay.
The people in the study recycled 47% more bottles when there was they found out that $1,000 was the trigger point. The lead author of the study explained it like this. The thrill of possibly winning a big prize is way more motivating than a small guaranteed reward. So $5, don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe $5 guaranteed. Don't care. It's not worth it.
Right.
Maybe, just maybe, winning $1,000.
I'm all in.
It's the same reason people buy lottery tickets. That tiny chance of a big win is exciting. When you go to California, do you buy lottery tickets?
Let me tell you, the biggest fight that me and Lisa have. Lisa always wants to buy lotto tickets. She thinks it's coming any time of the, at some point she's going to win big. Me, I'm more realistic. I'm like, Lisa, I'm not stopping to get a lotto ticket. I don't buy into any of that.
Norway apparently has a lottery-based recycling system where you can win prizes anywhere from $1 to $100,000.
Okay.
You have a choice when you turn in a bottle. You can either get the few pennies for it, and if you turn in a lot, you know, you can make a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have your chance at the big money, the $100,000.
Sure.
This has become so popular that Norway claims that their recycling rate is close to 100%.
Listen, I believe it. Money's a motivator, baby. You give these people a chance to think they're going to win big.
Yeah. And they'll take it.
Yeah, they will.
Sure.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, the only known animal, there's one on the planet that lays eggs and produces milk. Do you know what that one animal is? It's not humans, because we don't lay eggs.
Lays eggs and produces milk would go to...
It sounds like a joke, to be honest with you.
And I'm going to sound like a joke. Just tell me.
You can try and guess all day. It feels like it's something that you should be able to guess, but no, it's the platypus.
Oh my God, I would have never said that. You produce milk? Not.
But it's like, yeah, and lay eggs.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Whoa.
They can make their own creme brulee.
Way to go.
It's just dumb, but fine. The first time snowflake has been a slang term before, but the first time snowflake was used in its current form. Now listen, somebody else will probably say, no, it wasn't. It was this and that. But the popular theory is that the first time snowflake was used in its current form to describe someone being sensitive, fragile, and needing to be coddled was in the movie Fight Club.
Oh, really?
Now I want to go watch Fight Club.
Do you ever
Have you ever seen Fight Club?
A million years ago, and I just saw pieces.
I want to go back and just see when that shows up. Michaela, what color is Guinness beer?
Black, dark brown.
Yeah, I would have said either or. Black, I would have said black.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Guinness officially will tell you that their beer is dark ruby red.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think. There was 1.5 seconds where I tried to bartend. I'm thinking when I poured it out of the tap, but it looked dark, dark brown. That's so funny to me.
Yeah, one would think.
Yeah, okay.
And then just finally.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
And then just finally, believe it or not, horses cannot breathe through their mouth. They only breathe through their nose.
Oh, wow.
Never knew that. I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, good. No mouth breathers for the horses.
I don't know what that's funny. Horse mouth. Okay, good. All right, let's rock. Hey, tomorrow's 7:02 day. Woo! Woo! This is like Christmas Eve.
I know.
Finally, it's coming. So, have a great day. Make sure you make your plans to be with us tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. If we could have him just take one moment from trying to distract us right now. I don't know why he's doing it, but Adrian's trying to make us break, and we're not going to do it. Adrian, what are you up to?
Rumors are this weekend is going to be a holiday weekend, a perfect time to catch up on any episodes you've missed of Unlikely, whether that's on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, or listening on that free Odyssey app. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Plus, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok. A lot of new people on the TikTok. I'm much appreciated. Just type in Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see everybody tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So again, 4 to 6 tomorrow, 7:00. Happy 7:02 day to all who celebrate, which is all of us. Mm-hmm. Be a friend to somebody that could use a friend today. You never know whose life you're going to save and whose life you're going to change. Put some love out there in the world. Make sure you tell somebody that you love them that you haven't told in a while. And can't wait for 7:02 day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye,
the Chet Buchanan Show.